I'm joined in the studio by Trish Norman and Sharon Chan, who are coordinators of the Burnham Art Trail, and they're here to talk, tell us all about it. It's taking place between Saturday the 22nd of June to Sunday the 30th of June. So very good morning to you both.
Good morning, Michelle.
That's it. Oh, you're mostly in harmony there as well. So how long has the Burnham Art Trail been running for?
Well, for 15 years now, so it's well established.
And have you been in charge of it ever since, or have you come along?
Oh, no, we've just taken over this year because it's grown so much over that time. Mm. So the first coordinator and the lady whose baby this was, Tracy Saunders, ran it for 12 years. And then she found that it was taking over her life too much, I think, although she's still very active in the art trail. Mm. And then we had another coordinator for 3 years, Glynis. She's decided that it's time for her to have a rest too. So now it's the two of us, because really it's a job for two people.
And how long have you been involved, Sharon?
I'm new too, just this year. Well, we have both exhibited in the art trail, Tris for longer than I.
Yeah.
And it's such a great thing. It's such a community project. Lots of the artists become involved in different ways. We have the Art on the Quay days. It's really quite exciting. It is hard work, but that week is really sort of, when it comes to fruition, it's really a great week for the community.
It's very vibrant.
Yeah.
And especially the Art on the Quay days.
Yeah.
If we've got good weather, then it's a fantastic day out. Mm. And we have that for 2 days, the Sunday the 23rd and Saturday the 29th.
Now, you've got over 55 artists being featured.
Yep.
How did you actually get to pick the artists, and how does that sort of process work?
Well, first of all, in about January, February time, we put out a submission form on our website, and we ask for people to put in what kind of work they have, a short statement, and at least three examples of their work. So that will be photographs generally that come through. We try to do it all on email, because otherwise we have a desk full of photographs to look at. We try to be as inclusive as possible, because there are some artists who have been doing this for the whole 15 years, and there are others who come in. This year we've got 16 new artists, which is fantastic. So with the choosing of artists, we look at not only their work but where they will fit, because our venues are very diverse as well. So we've got right through from people's own studios, which they very kindly open up for us, small shops, cafes, pubs.
We have the Station House outside on boards, that's Burnham Community Collective. Then in the church, the local URC church, there's a project that's been run by two ladies working with local schools. Their work will be there, along with other artists. Cafes.
Virtually
everywhere.
The whole high street.
Yeah.
You can't go 100 yards without seeing another piece of art. And that's what's nice about Burnham. It's because it's quite a compact town.
Mm.
There's quite a lot to see and quite a lot going on. Mm. And again, plenty of places to stop for resting the feet.
Yeah.
And taking in
cup of tea.
Bit of cake, yeah. I thought you were going to say.
Definitely a piece of cake. I mean, this year we're doing something new as well, which is in the museum, Burnham Museum, which has always been a venue for the artists. We're actually trying out what we're calling the taster wall, but it will have other artists there as well, ceramic artists, and everybody's putting in one piece.
Mm.
So in the museum will be a piece of all the artists' work, which is something we're trying out, so people can sort of get a taster for everybody, because then you might want to go off and visit those sort of venues.
It's when you talk about art as well, I mean, and I'm guilty of it, you say artists and you immediately always think it's going to be paintings, always. And it's not, because there's so many mediums that people work in. Mm. So tell us about some of the artists and some of the work that's going to be on display.
Okay, we have Mike Barter and Kevin Harbour. They both work in wood.
Very different, too.
Both very different. Mike does work with chainsaws, carvings, and Kevin works with driftwood and found woods, making some fantastic work, some birds, some sea creatures. digital art. Neil O'Shea does drawing digitally with animals. Jewellery makers, textile artists, Nicola Hughes is one of them. Ceramics, which is Lucy Fowler, Margaret Skirrett. Photography, which is Marion Sidebottom. So there's a huge amount, huge variety. And they're all different as well. Mm. Although they work in, you know, ceramics, all their work is very, very different.
It's very unique, isn't it?
Yeah. And then there's abstract painters and painters that are much more traditional. It's a huge variety.
You've also got here, it's got here 17 artists, I hope I've got this right, demoing their work practices and live music. So tell us about this.
Well, this is on Art on the Quay days.
Right.
So this is on Sunday the 23rd and Saturday the 29th of June.
Yep.
Basically, we will be setting up our brand new gazebos, which have pink tops, so we'll be very visible as we go, as anybody walks along there. Within that, we have a whole list of people who are going to be there. Some of them will be doing more like workshop type of things where the public can be involved, and others will be demonstrating how they work. With that, you can either buy work that they have on display there, or you could commission a piece if you wanted to. So it's quite a broad variety of people that will be there. Or many of the artists will have set up behind them or next to them their own work so that you can see that. And of course, they'll be there to talk about their venues and their working practices and what inspires them too.
Tell us about the secret postcards.
Secret postcards is also something that's been running for the whole of the art trail throughout the years. And basically each artist does a small piece of work, postcard size, and is put up for a secret auction. I mean, I personally have, over the years, bid for some art, and it's really lovely. So you can get a small piece of someone's work that you can use as a postcard, frame, you know, send, put on your fridge. So it's really, really sort of another, you know, interesting way of getting a small piece of the art. But also it does raise funds for the art trail itself, because we're actually sort of self-supporting.
Right.
So it's sort of quite important that we have the funds to keep going.
Now, you can also commission artwork as well.
That's right. We have some... we have one chap who's a portrait painter. We have pen and ink portraits. We have lots of pet portraits. It's one of those things that's close to Burnham's heart. There's always dog walkers around, so there'll be plenty of people who are happy to paint your favourite pet.
Yes.
In whatever medium you would like. And the other thing, of course, with Burnham is that it's a fantastic landscape. You only need to stand on the quay and look out and see those big skies and the quality of light we have there. And that inspires a lot of artists to do landscapes. So landscapes, and also lots of people like having a painting of their own house or their own garden, which a lot of our artists are very capable of, and very they produce some beautiful work. Now, so worth looking into.
Now, if you want to check this out, there is a fantastic website, which is all the W's, burnhamarttrail.co.uk, and everything is listed there. You can also have a look through all the artists as well. So if there's somebody in particular that you say, oh, I like the look of that, where can I find them? All the venue dates as well, and whereabouts they're going to be showing are on the website. So as I said, there's over 55 artists, and that's from jewellery makers to painters to mixed media, textile artists to photographers, and you can find all of the work there. So if you want to check that out, also it's going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, a lovely day, because that's what we want, some good weather. And it's from Saturday the 22nd of June to Sunday the 30th of June. And don't forget, on the quayside, what dates is it going to be on the quay?
The quayside is on Sunday the 23rd and Saturday the 29th of June, and that's from 11 a.m. in the morning till 5 p.m.
Lovely. So are you both, have you got any work in this year, or are you just, because you're
no, we've both got work in.
Yeah.
Both working hard on that.
So you got it all ready.
Well,
Will you be organising this next year after organising this one, do you think?
Yes. We've talked about it, and I think we will. I mean, it's hard work, but it's great fun, and it's just a lovely week, you know, to enjoy.
And the artists are very supportive too. Mm. We've got a whole team of people doing many and various things, because there's a ton of stuff out there to do, and we simply couldn't manage to do it all.
It's because we forgot to mention
the musicians.
We have to mention them, because they've given up their time to make this art trail really something special. So what are the bands, where are they going to be?
The musicians will be alongside the pink gazebos down on the quay. And on Sunday the 23rd, we have an all-female sea shanty group, the Silver Darlings, that are generously coming across from Southend. And, you know, they are fantastic. I've seen them before. They're really good. You know, really get you feeling good. And, say, there'll be a lunchtime on the 23rd. And then we have, on the 29th, Stuck in the Middle, a local Burnham group, and they'll be playing at 1 o'clock. And following that, at 3 o'clock, will be Greavesy entertaining us for half an hour or so. And we'll make it really entertaining, and it'd be something really good to come down and watch, look at the art, walk along the quay, and listen to the groups.
And that's on the Saturday, so the last Saturday. So
yeah,
it's a good opportunity to come and see the music, the art, and have a jolly good day.
Yeah. Yes, and an ice cream as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think so.
With a flake. Do you like an ice cream with a flake?
I certainly do.
Yeah. What about yourself, Sharon? Flake? No flake?
No flake.
Oh. Well, let's end that conversation. There we go. That's the music. Don't forget, you can find out more if you want to check out the Burnham Art Trail. Go online. It's burnhamarttrail.co.uk, and all the details will be there.